questions. And before, you know, questions, you know, I know a couple years ago there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, and I said the same thing. But with B.A., you know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish. And our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that. And, you know, as such, you know, I was a player once, and I never liked my business being out in the public. And so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks, and I'm just going to leave it at that. And we'll focus on the draft here today. But that's just want to understand you guys have a job to do and respect that. But that's kind of the tone I'm going to take there. So.
15-minute mark on the Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peter, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. 49ers GM John Lynch on Brandon Ayuk. Steelers fans still very intrigued on what's going on with Brandon Ayuk and his situation with the 49ers. Lynch cut everybody off at the pass and started his press conference on the draft, just like the Steelers had one earlier today. This happened moments ago because they're on West Coast time, saying that they're talking. And
nice
not to
talks.
Panic yet.
Good
yes,
talks.
They're making productive talks and
pleasant talks.
All that stuff. Now, I tweeted out some eyeball emojis last night, and most of my Twitter followers thought it was Ayuk related. That's what they guessed. They thought it had something to do with the Steelers and Ayuk.
That was what most of the people who foolishly went to me expecting me to have an answer also surmised. They said, "Chris, is this Ayuk related?" I said, "The hell if I know. He might have just had a really good glass of whiskey."
I did. I tried the Wiggle Reserve this weekend. It was tremendous. I also cooked for Amanda on Saturday, and she said, "You've been sandbagging me. You're actually a good cook.
What did
Where
you
has this been my whole life?"
What did you make?
Fish tacos.
So from scratch, you prepared the
Everything.
Fish.
Made the guacamole, pickled onions on my own, marinated
pickled
it.
Pickled onions?
Yeah.
Dude, you can't even, like, you've never even checked your work email, and you're pickling onions?
I did.
Well, now...
Blown away.
There's either one of two things here is going to happen. You're going to be addicted to the dopamine high of your wife saying loving things like that about you and complimenting you and keep going back to cook, or you're going to go right back to the well of never doing this.
Well, I wanted to chip in on Sunday, too. We made steak picanha in the sous vide with some sides.
Congratulations on all your
she
success.
Took
Very blue collar.
She took the reins there. Absolutely. Steak and potatoes.
Oh, that picanha is as blue collar as it
she
gets.
She took the reins, and I was more...
The help.
On Stella duty.
Yeah.
But I would have made a trade there and taken the bull by the horns.
So are you going to continue to cook for her like this?
When I have time.
When do you have time?
Well, it just Saturday.
She ain't getting these meals during football
Saturday,
season.
Saturday, no, you're probably right. In fact, you are right. Saturday just unraveled in a way where the Pirates game was a laugher, and I just couldn't stomach watching the Islanders play the Hurricanes.
So you
and
could
so
say
I
to
took
her,
control of it.
Honey, I got great news for you. If it's not football season, the Pirates are getting waxed and the Penguins are out of the playoffs, do you have a great meal coming your way?
Uh-huh. But I don't think the Mets were on until 10.
What a lucky
the
lady
perfect
she
storm.
Is. Oh, man, is she lucky.
All I can say about what I tweeted last night is that if I can get one more person to confirm something, then I do think I've got a pretty big story on my hands. Now, it's not as big as when you and I were both vetting the Kenny Pickett has asked for a trade scenario, which ended up being true. Mm-hmm. And it's probably not as big as when I knew the Steelers were going to sign an inside linebacker, but I was getting mixed messages on whether it was Willie Gay or Patrick Queen. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it has the potential to be huge. And the part of it that I heard that I'm not going to give the whole thing away because I still need to make sure I get all my T's crossed and I's dotted is that I think the Steelers want to do something, but they just need some willing, they need a willing participant. They need someone or something to be, you can't dance by yourself. They need someone to tango with here.
So they want to make some sort of deal, but somebody has to want to make that deal with them, which tells me it's not about a specific player.
It might be.
Well, but how could it be? Unless you're saying that they need someone, it's the royal someone. They need a very specific someone to dance with them. If it was just they need someone to dance with them, they want to do something, it could just mean they have designs on trying to execute a trade.
I feel comfortable with the person I talk to, and I'm not like giving away their secrets because I do think part of this conversation that I had with the person that had the emojis out is like they want this to be out there. But I just need to make sure that it's accurate before I go with it. I think that they're fine with this being out there. In fact, I think they like that it might be out there.
Do you think you're getting used at all if they like it being out there?
I'm getting used, but not used in a way where it's like we're giving you misinformation.
No, you're just a conduit to what they want publicly, yes. But they can't say publicly.
Yeah. Never got asked about it today, as a matter of fact, after a long 25-minute sit-down with reporters, but which made me think, am I the only person that's getting this? Which sometimes is frightening. I think they're getting the green light on something is all I'm going to say. There's no stop sign. There's no yielding.
Mike Rabello's waving around third base. Throw's already in the infield, but he's windmilling him anyway.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what it could be.
So maybe what ends up happening is either get this or then I don't, and then the statute of limitations runs out, and then I eventually tell you what I thought I had that didn't end up going anywhere.
See, why do people why do people think that you're going to tell me even if it's in
Tell everybody.
No, but why? No. People think when you put these eyeballs out that you have first told me privately. They're like, oh, Chris, you know what he's talking about, right?
I told one other person, and it was Amanda who was on the couch, and she was like reading this murder mystery book or something like that and didn't really care.
Did she even acknowledge it?
She's like, oh, hi, okay, cool.
You realize if I told Alex that I had some big rumor like that casually, she would just go, who's that, or something like that? Like if I had told her the week we were both trying to vet the picket stuff that I had said like, yeah, you know, somebody, source of mine told me that like there's a, that he already asked for a deal, right? Whatever, like he's unhappy. She'd be like, oh, well. Anyway, did you hear about this dragon right now and this fairy that's trying to tame this dragon? She's read 35 books, by the way, this year.
I wanted to see what all the hullabaloo was. So I'm actually reading a fantasy book right now. Oh. And I'm not sure I can get into these books. But I've never, full disclosure.
What's the fantasy book?
The author's name is Lee Bardugo. It was a number one. It was the New York Times said it was good.
Oh, well.
And so I trusted them.
The old gray lady says it's good. Then you're in good shape.
But it's
brother. Not
like one of these, you know, not one of these books that you see.
Have
in
you ever read like any Michael Crichton?
Oh, I read Jurassic Park when I was a kid. Yeah.
Ever read him do the Great Train Robbery? I think he. Does
I read
that
too.
Too.
Yeah. Huh. I never read any Harry Potter. Did you read Harry Potter?
Never
Austin?
Read a single word of Harry
no,
Potter.
No, I've never.
And I've never watched the movies.
Either
you,
have I.
You neither? You haven't either? I have no interest.
Clean sheet.
I don't either.
I got a clean slate when it comes to
my
Harry
uncle,
Potter.
My uncle, who has had the same mustache and is very cook-like in that he's regimented and has worn like the same clothes and starts his
that
day
he didn't
the same
pay for.
And starts his day the same exact way and cuts his grass on Saturday morning at the same exact time every week once we get to the spring. He's that regimented.
How does Cook start his day?
With a beer.
I was just gonna
he's
say.
He's that buttoned up and he's that by the book and he's that routine oriented.
Okay.
When my cousin was in school and was into the Harry Potter books, he got into them too.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm kidding you not, he would dress up as like a wizard or a character to take her to the movies.
Wait, that's his kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect that from a parenting perspective, but
I don't,
that you're that into it.
But there were other things that she had interest in that he would not do that for, like music related and stuff.
But he just, he
liked
himself.
The Harry Potter books and had them at a incredible accelerated clip too. And then
my
I
sister
think just
was
used,
a very, yeah,
I think used her
like
as a way
to safely express his faith.
Yes.
Yeah. My sister was a very precocious reader, like early, like I think she was six and she read the first one, like hundreds of
Holy
pages.
Holy cow.
My sister's very smart. And kids these days won't even understand what I'm talking about. I would, because I was a good big brother, take her to Borders at like midnight when they would do these Harry Potter pre-orders.
Do Borders even exist anymore?
No, that's what I mean. Kids wouldn't know. There's a store called Borders that had books. It was kind of like a Barnes & Noble with a
different
name.
You could take
name.
Videos home and then you had to bring them back. It was called Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. Still one of those left?
In Alaska.
Man, imagine just being the lone soldier of the Blockbuster era.
But anyway, so you'd go to Borders at midnight.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. But I, unlike your uncle, I had no interest in that. Oh, Harry Potter's doing this. Harry Potter's doing that.
No. I was thinking about that playing with Stella this weekend. Is she going to get to a point where not only do I just enjoy the act of playing with her, but I actually enjoy the toys and activities and stuff that she's into? Where I, even if she wasn't around, I'd be like, I kind of like doing this. If she didn't exist, I could see myself building this Lego tower, or I could see myself playing this video game.
So the video game thing for me, I mean, Lennox wanted to play Mario Party yesterday, so we did for like an hour because he set the game. And then like I found myself going like, come on, man, what are you doing? We got to beat Donkey Kong. Are you crazy? Why don't you jump?
Yeah, we're not there yet. But we did get the 9-month checkup today, and they said hemoglobin levels, fantastic.
Big queen of hemoglobin over here.
They said, these are some great hemoglobin numbers.
Is that what's the hematocrit or whatever? I think that's another weird one. There's
she didn't have that
ones.
Today, but she had hemoglobin. They like
any shots
her,
today?
No, they just pinched her foot for hemoglobin.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, I remember that one.
Aditi Kinkabwala joined us on Thursdays, and she told us a Wednesdays. Thank you. Oops. And she told us last Wednesday that the Steelers were still doing their homework on quarterbacks in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
This was Omar Khan's response to a question about the quarterbacks on their roster today.
I think it's not realistic that we'll be taking a quarterback in round one, if that's what you're asking, no. There's some good players there, and I wouldn't close the door on anything. If there's an opportunity to improve that room, obviously we'll look at it. But like you said, we have three guys that are in one-year deals. We have to be open to it.
We have to be open to it. I think it's definitely now in play. And I wasn't sure after the Kyle Allen thing happened, because he's been a quarterback and he started a lot of games in the NFL, and he was part of that Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield draft class, and played a lot for Carolina early on in his career and was at first not that bad. Yeah.
Yeah, he was serviceable.
So you have more than a warm body as your third quarterback right now.
For sure.
But no one has a contract beyond this year, and I think here's what I think of that comment. I believe that there's a place in the draft. It's probably that pick they have early in the fourth round.
119.
Don't they have 102?
They have 20, 51, 84, 98, 119.
119?
Yeah, okay. 98 would be the closest to what
because 102 they traded to Philly. I think 119, if Spencer Rattler is still there, I think it's strongly considered. Now, I don't think he will be.
He feels
but if for
like
some
a round
reason
two,
he's there.
Late two early three guy to me.
I know. If some reason he's there, I think they'll definitely consider it. And then if he's not the guy, if he goes earlier than that, I think in the late rounds, I think they could definitely take Jordan Travis from Florida State. And I've said that for a while.
Yeah, he's your Spencer Rattler for the late
round
guys.
But if you think about it, and I can't believe I'm saying this, doesn't he have a lot of poor man Kenny Pickett qualities? They used a first-round pick on Kenny, the 20th
pick.
Wait,
what does poor man's Kenny Pickett look like?
Well, I'm saying instead of the 20th pick, you get him in the 6th or 7th round. Guy that played in the ACC for a long time and really didn't put it all together until his last year there. And if he doesn't tear his ACL, if he doesn't screw up his knee, he's probably in New York for the Heisman Trophy presentation.
How many rounds
close?
Do you think it cost him in the draft? The knee.
Well, I mean, I think it could have potentially cost him several rounds, because if he's able to go through all of the draft process stuff like the Senior Bowl and the Combine and everything healthy, maybe his stock does rise. So, yeah, I think it hurt him. Definitely, because now, well, I mean, if he sucked in those situations, he could have turned himself into an undrafted prospect. Like, I don't think he was a slam dunk before this knee injury. He's older. He's not the biggest guy. He's only 6'1".
Here's another
name. He
didn't
have good numbers until this season.
So there's a couple other names that come to mind for me. One, just because I'm doing the little breadcrumb trails, right? So Carter Bradley, although given where he is perceived to be, like in Brugler's at least, his guide, he has him as a preferred free agent. He doesn't even have him as a draftable player. He even has Slovis ahead of him, but they sent their quarterbacks coach
oh,
there.
Oh, God.
No. And then here's another name. Just because
that's I like Keaton personally, but anybody that gets ranked below, like the Mendoza line in baseball,
is the Slovis line.
There's a Slovis line. I don't want to touch any quarterback who's ranked below him by these draft experts, man.
Brugler,
because I watched him at Pitt and he couldn't get the job done in college, let alone the pros.
So here's another one then. This guy in Brugler's, I'm just using Danes as like a standard here, a control group. This guy's one spot behind Jordan Travis on Brugler's. He has Travis as a fifth or a sixth. This guy has a sixth or a seventh round grade. I know that Dan Colbert, I think, from their scouting department, he went.
So did Arth, the quarterback's coach.
Sam Hartman.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I know.
I don't know if Arth was there, but I know that.
No,
yeah,
I don't think Arth was
there.
They
always send people to Notre Dame's pro day.
But they love big school guys.
Sure.
They love guys that produce. Hartman's got that whole, like, he's a super senior, he's old, he's veteran.
He also looks like Jesus.
I thought until he cut the mullet, he looked like unfrozen caveman lawyer from those old SNL sketches.
Now he puts out strong Jesus vibes.
Did you see the thing going around? This messed with me badly on Facebook. Well, you wouldn't have it, but it's like, I guess it's being shared all over the place. And it's a bunch of girls, like three girls in just a very blasé setting. They're out like a food truck outside, or they're near like a juice cart. They're all holding different random items. Very just the definition of a nothing picture. And then it says, close your eyes and barely open them for the truth. And when you do, you close your eyes and you look at the picture and you barely crack your eyes open. It's like either a silhouette of Jesus or Jared Leto. I'm not kidding, man. It has thoroughly broken my brain how they come up with this stuff.
And so who is it?
Well, I don't know. It's just that you're supposed to see this image. And sure enough, I was like, oh my God.
Mm.
Like, how does somebody, it's like a magic, you remember Magic Eyes when we were kids? It's like that.
I could never see
an image.
I could never see what people were looking for.
I'm going to show you the image, and I'm going to see if it works for you here.